Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker. And Coach, start of the season, the start of a new basketball year. It's going to be a lot of fun throughout the year. First of all, Coach, talk about the off season. What were you guys working on in the off season? Obviously, we're going to talk about your new look basketball team, so obviously getting that ready. Talk about the off season a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, it was one of those. We've got a lot of new faces and some young ones that played a little bit last year, but going into different roles and get different experience. And you know, we lost some seniors last year, three particularly that played a lot of minutes in the program. So a lot of change and a lot of new faces coming in. Like I said, and we tried some things over the summer that we kind of thought would fit, and some of those things went out the window when it didn't work. And so we accomplished some things in the summer, kind of cleaned some things up what we wanted to go with, and found some things that we thought would work, and have now moved into the season and trying to figure out a rotation and roles, and you know, and try to do some things that we think fit these guys, and saw some good things last night, saw some things we still need to work on, but I think this is going to be a deep team, an athletic team, and once we get things figured out, I think we're going to be kind of fun to watch.
And, Coach, last night your guys' team opens up the season. You were originally supposed to play on Tuesday night against Eagle Grove. That one gets moved. It's a little bit more practice time. Let's start there, Coach. I know some guys like to just get onto the court and play against a different team. You guys got a little bit extra practice time in preparation for your first game.
We did, and, you know, I thought we had some really good practices. You know, early we had some guys dinged up, which, you know, it hasn't happened for us, fortunately, for a long time, but Carson Strukel missed almost the entire first couple weeks with an ankle injury, and you know, we got Sam Clausen that's out for a while, and we had, you know, Greg Smith was out and didn't get the reps he would have liked, and you know, some different things there from a negative standpoint that hurt us, I think, but the kids really worked hard. The kids that played last night obviously worked hard, but the JV kids that pushed those guys really did a nice job in the preseason, and I thought we were ready to go last night. And we did, like I said, we did some nice things, but I think you know, the Friday night lights kind of got to us early, and we just didn't settle down quick enough, and Garner took advantage of that. But like you mentioned, coming into the first game, we were ready to go against Eagle Grove, and then we had the weather, and you know, in Iowa, that's going to happen. But I don't remember a time where we lost our first game before, so you know, it was a long period of practice time there, but the kids were definitely ready to play last night.
And Coach, taking on Garner Hayfield Ventura, you guys fall 58-46. GHV got out early, led in the first quarter 18-13. They were able to add on a little bit. You guys made some runs, had some opportunities and some chances, but GHV just a little bit too much last night.
Yeah, they did. They got off to a good start, and I think as I mentioned earlier, I think we had some new guys out there that, you know, under the lights with a big crowd, and I think that kind of got to them a little bit, and we just didn't overcome that quick enough, and Garner took advantage of that. They got some inexperience too, but they've also got a couple guys that have been through it, and they relied on them early, and you know, we game plan wise we wanted to go inside and get some things established, and it took us a while to do that, but once we did, Carson Strukel really stepped up. He had 16 points and 12 rebounds for us, and Tommy Miller's at the point for us, and I thought he did some good things last night. I know he didn't shoot the ball as well as he wanted to, but had 3 assists, 6 points, and you know, another kid that I thought did really well for us last night was Carson Hall, who had very little playing time last night, but stepped in and had 13 points, shot the ball. You know, he was one of our few guys that shot the ball really well, and I thought he found his shot and got it in rhythm, and that's something I think as a team going into next week we need to work on, is you know, getting our offense going and finding shots we want to shoot with them. We didn't shoot it nearly as well as I would have liked, and I think a lot of that was we were just pushing things a little bit too much and you know, forcing some shots. But that'll come with experience. But saw some good things. But like you said, that first quarter that was tough to overcome a little bit, and we made some runs, but just could never get the lead. You know, Garner knocked down some big shots, you know, late in the shot clock in the third and fourth quarter that hurt us when we were making a little bit of a run. So some things to work on, obviously, but saw some good things as well.
And, Coach, you guys will go into next week with a couple of games, a big week for you, as you'll play against North Union on Tuesday night. Of course, we've been down the road of North Union and their gym over there. Then you guys will travel to Algona before coming back home against North Iowa. All our teams that have had guys or have guys right now that are going to push you, so all are going to be really good games next week.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna go on the road. Obviously, it's the first time, but I think, you know, after watching the film last night and seeing the guys afterwards, they know what we need to do. It's nothing major. We need to tweak all things. They're just little things that we need to work on. And unfortunately, with three games, we don't have a lot of practice time to do that. But I know the kids will get in some film this weekend and do some things via scouting report. And we'll try to clean some things up Monday and get ready to go. But, you know, the good news is we've got a lot of guys in the rotation that can play. And we didn't get out and run as much as we wanted to last night, and I think that's something you're going to see from us throughout the season. So I think the points will come. We didn't score as many as we won last night, but hopefully we can correct that as we move on this week. And I just think this team's a team that, as they get experience, will get better and better as we go, and we'll start working on that this week.
You know, Coach, one thing that I kind of going back to the off-season thing for a moment, one thing that I noticed, and, you know, it was a bunch of different guys at different times, and what I thought was really cool is some of your guys, I noticed them quite often this off-season, always taking advantage of one of the luxuries we have here in Forest City in the YMCA, and always there getting up shots. I mean, there was multiple times throughout the off-season I would see guys there just on random times, and getting any opportunity to shoot. That's something that that kind of comes with Forest City and basketball, but just really cool to see.
Yeah, it's definitely an advantage we have. And the other thing is these guys like to play basketball together, and they're there a lot together and get some experience. And, you know, we just need to put it together. And I think that'll come, like I said, as the season moves on. And from my perspective, I haven't had a group like this where we're rotating, you know, 8, 10, 12 guys. And I've got to get that rotation solidified in my mind and get comfortable with that too. And I think we were a little fragmented last night because of that. So a lot of kinks to work out, but we definitely got the pieces there. We just need to get them in place and shoot the ball a little bit better and get a couple more stops on defense. I thought defensively we did okay last night. I liked our press. I thought we were active. We could have had a couple more things happen for us, but like I said, that'll come. But back to your point that the kids do put the time in the off season, and that's good to see, and I think they'll get rewarded as we go throughout the season here.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
That was Forest City head boys basketball coach Dan Rosacker.